time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight. We're talking with the Fort Recovery Jubilee Committee, and we have Amy and Kurt Wendell with us today. And Jubilee, when's it coming up? What's the dates? Tell us what's going on.
This year, we're going to do it a little differently. The Taste of Town is going to be on Thursday, June the 12th, instead of Wednesday. And that's going to be right on the Brick Street, right here in town. And then down at the park, it's going to be Friday, June 13th, and Saturday, June 14th. And then Sunday, we are going to have the parade and then the pre-sale chicken dinner. So look for those. They are available from any committee member or at BU Floral and Boutique.
Cool. So instead of starting it off on a Wednesday night uptown with the Taste of the Town, we're doing the Taste of the Town on Thursday. And that's one less day of the Jubilee, but that in the past, I believe, had been Kitty's Day?
Thursday was Kitty Day, yep. So we're moving that to Saturday afternoon for Cooper Kitty Day. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have some things set up down at the park for the kids to do. They're bringing in Jungle Island. It's like a
petting zoo
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're excited to be able to move that, too.
That's great. So, as always, Cooper Farms, even though it's not been their greatest year ever,
they're always giving.
Yeah, yes,
we
they are.
We appreciate them.
And they know that bird flu is going to pass and they're going to be just fine in the long run, so they're still willing to help out and do all the things that they usually do, not just for Fort Recovery, but everybody else. Yep. So that's a really good thing for them because they could have said, no, thank you this year, and we just can't do it. So that's always a good thing. Let's just hit a couple of things real quick. Who are some of the other committee members?
We have Kurt and I are the treasurers of the Jubilee. And then we have Jamie Fortkamp. She's the secretary. And her husband, Nathan, he claims he's not on the committee, but we use and abuse him the week of. And then we have Jenna and Joey Wilson, Haley and Cody Kaiser, and Mark and Keisha Willman.
That's a pretty good crew that you have. So let's take a break, and we'll kind of come back, and we'll talk about some of the events, what's going on, which days, and some of the important things that have time limits on it and that type of thing. So back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
for a relaxing way to start off your Sunday morning, tune in to Fort Recovery Radio at 8 a.m. We will be playing 2 hours of instrumental music on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Fort Recovery Radio. A relaxing way to start your Sunday morning with all instrumental music.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Kurt and Amy Wendell, and we're talking about the Jubilee coming up next month, and looks like it's about 4 weeks away. And what Thursday, besides Taste of the Town, anything else going on, or is that the only thing going on Thursday? Let's kind of go through what's happening each day, I guess.
Thursday will be the Taste of the Town, so all the events will be taking place uptown on the Brick Street. But one of the big changes we've made this year with regards to the Taste of the Town, not only switching from Wednesday to Thursday, June 12th, is that we're going to move the pie auction that benefits the Fort Recovery Historical Society to be a part of that evening. So pie drop-off is going to be 4:30 to 5:30 on Thursday, June 12th, and then we'll have a live auction right there on the Bricks at 6:15, mm-hmm. auctioning off those pies.
So where will they have the pie auction?
So we're going to do the pie drop-off right there in Krenning Park,
okay.
Just north of Park National Bank.
Yep.
And then we'll utilize the sound system and stuff to hold a live auction with all the pies that have been brought in and donated to us.
So that's a good thing, and anybody can bring a pie and...
That is correct.
And, I think last year they had about 15 pies. So
yeah, so there's the pie judging and then the auction. I'm assuming that, although that's technically not your your thing, but they've usually done the pie judging.
Kim Rammel does.
However, if the Historical Society is looking for an extra judge, I'm always available. Just want to throw that out there. So that'll start at 4:30. We'll already have the Bricks closed off and stuff, and they start dropping the pies off and whatnot. But the true Taste of Fort Recovery, food vendors and such, that's going to be 5:30 to 8:30. Beer and wine will continue being sold until 10 p.m. on Thursday night. New this year also, in addition to bringing the pie auction uptown, with Divine Little Ones Learning Center moving in there across the street here at the old KFC building,
mm-hmm.
They're going to have some kiddie activities going on from 5:30 to 7:30. So the little ones will have a little bit of an option.
Is that going to be in their building or outside, or do we know yet?
It was depending if they would have access to it. Mm-hmm. I think they were maybe going to do like a coloring contest or something like that, mm-hmm. is what we've heard.
So that'll be excited. A kind of play it by ear, but you just know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, yep.
And
Something free for the little kids to be entertained by.
Yeah, and as far as I can remember, we have not had one bad year with weather for the Taste of the Town.
It's been windy a couple times.
Yeah, and we did have one where a storm came in about 20 minutes before the band was stopping, mm-hmm. and so it kind of cut it short, but it was...
Yep.
Very successful before that, and I've helped them count the tickets in the past, and it's mm-hmm. there's a lot of tickets.
And that's a good segue with mentioning the band. The Sunburners have been a mainstay at the Taste of the Town, but the Friends of the Arts have gone a little different direction, but it's going to be a lot of the same stuff, and the music will be provided by Island Vibe this year from 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll still have that same island kind of laid-back music playing mm-hmm. for you guys, but it's going to be a new band, an Island Vibe.
So that'll be good. Yeah. And anything else that the Jubilee is doing for that or other things that you know of for sure that's going to happen
on
for
Thursday
the Taste
night,
of the Town?
On Thursday night, the Jubilee Committee the last couple years has done a 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be walking around with tickets for that. And mm-hmm. then the last 3 years, I think, we've done the rain gauge raffle.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have any extra tickets, come over to our booth and you can guess how much rain we're going to get. And I will or will not say ever since we've started this, we haven't gotten any rain.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to continue it.
Yeah. And if you do get some rain, it's somebody can win some money. Somebody's going to win some money.
Last year, we have one that has zero rain in it. I think last year somebody won, and it was they walked away with about $80. So
that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
So that's just one more neat thing that.
Sometimes you just have that one extra ticket, and you don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
So we figured this would be a way that you could. Could try.
Yep, that's a good way to do it. So that's Thursday, And looking at the thing here, and it looks like we've covered about everything. This is, again, probably not your department, but do you know about how many businesses will be involved in the food? I'd heard that there were a couple of more this year than they'd had in the past.
Yeah, the last time I talked, Jill Andrews and Kelly Walters are mm-hmm. the ones that kind of take over that, and then Jen from the village office. Kelly said that they were hoping between like 7 and 10, kind of like normal. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And so just know that they keep improving how they do it, but there is going to be a line,
yep.
And especially like early, mm-hmm. It might be at one place. Later, it might be at another place with ice cream or something
and
like that.
Sometimes people forget that there are two places, one on each side of the Brick Street, to buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes people don't realize that.
Yep, one on one end, one
on
the other.
The one by the stoplight sometimes isn't as busy, or the one down in the middle.
Yeah, kind of depends on where people park. And and fortunately, it looks like there will be zero problem with with 119 being done.
I talked to Randy Diller, and he said that it should be ready to go.
Yep, it looks now like it'll be done next week.
Yeah.
Maybe have to put lines on it, which, depending on weather, might be another week, but that's still two or 3 weeks ahead of time. So it'll be really good, and people will be able to now that they've had to deal with sometimes not being able to get on the Brick Street, they've had to park somewhere else, and now they know all kinds of extra places to park for the taste of the town, since they're not going to be parking there. So so that's Thursday. Let's talk about the chicken dinners.
Yep.
So how does that work, and how can people get tickets, and do you have to have tickets for it?
The chicken dinners are pre-sale only. I think we ordered 1,200 chicken dinners is what we did last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have them available from any committee member. So if you know somebody that's on the committee, get a hold of them and we can get you some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go up to BU Floral and Boutique. She's been nice enough to sell the tickets in store there. Or you can go to our website and you can order the tickets straight from there. There's no extra fees or anything like that if you need to use a card or whatever. So
you can Venmo.
Yep, you can Venmo us. If you get a hold of us, we will have either the tickets held at the chicken dinner if they're paid for, or you can pick them up at BU if you order them online. So
and that's good. And how much are the tickets?
The dinners are $10 a piece, just like the last couple of years.
Yep, and lots of other places, they're $12.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good deal. And who's making those for us?
Romer's is making them again.
As usual, So it should be good. And I think it's just a neat thing.
And it's Father's Day, so we do have a lot of people that buy them for their Father's Day party after the parade.
Yep.
I think pickup is right after the parade from 3:30 to 5 at the Legion.
Yep.
The Christmas Gala guys, your guys are nice enough to put those together for us, so we appreciate all the laughs there.
Well, and we had a good time last year.
Yeah, it was fun last year.
We had some younger kids helping us, and some of them were actually helping and some were in the way, but that's absolutely okay.
Yeah, and Bubba may or may not have snuck some chicken, I don't know.
I think everybody that had a ticket got
a everybody that had a ticket got some
Don't
some
worry
chicken,
about that missing chicken leg.
Yeah, and I remember just people would come in and, this person would get 12, the next person come in and get 3, the next person come in and get 25.
Yeah.
And I think one group came in with a wagon, a cart or something, and had like 75 or some crazy number. A family got together and they said, well, we're gonna have we after the parade we're gonna have a party at our house. And so
sometimes we hear it's hard for us to get down to the park because we can't walk that or can't get down there for some reason, so this is a good way to give back to, because we do make a little bit of a profit off the chicken dinners.
Yep, and profit or not, it is a very good publicity thing that people appreciate what's going on and are able to have something nice. And let's talk about just general stuff. Not specifically any days, we'll get into that maybe, but as far as entertainment for, let's say, adults, band type of things, yep. and maybe also what's going on with kids. And
so this year, one thing that I think we focused on was getting some new food options down there, too. Mm-hmm. So we have our Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters lunch stand, which always goes over well with the Jubilee Burger and all the hamburgers and hot dogs and different things like that, the fried food. This year, we're going to have Jen Fit down there on Saturday morning. We're not sure if we're going to put her on the softball side for the – we're having a new volleyball tournament down
oh,
there.
That's
or
awesome.
We're going to put her on the other side.
Co-ed volleyball, probably?
Yeah, co-ed yep. volleyball. Drew Mullenkamp and Ethan Evers reached out to me and said that they would like to put on the event. So we said, go at it. Go
that's
for
great.
It. Yeah, so we're excited that younger people are stepping up and helping us out.
Yeah, I think Drew Mullenkamp just graduated last year, I think.
I thought yeah. somebody told me he was maybe 19 or 20.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
He's a lot younger than me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're just excited that some younger guys are trying to do some things.
Yep. So.
You can sign up for that on our website as well, or you can contact one of them. There's a flyer kind of circulating out there, and we shared it on our Facebook page. For that.
All right. So that's a really good source of information is your Facebook page.
Yes.
Yep. Do you also have a website that
we
they
do.
Can?
Yeah.
And probably with similar information.
Yep. It's FortRecoveryJubilee.com. So, yep.
Yeah. And it's it all Fort has, spelled out?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So, yep. Sure is.
Yep. So that's a really good place to
yes,
look.
So.
And Facebook, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, I believe,
yep.
is what it is on
yep.
Facebook.
And we have several people that share all of our information, like Neil, so that's good,
yeah.
too.
Well, it's trying to help
people,
promote
yeah.
everything. We try to promote it on the air and anytime, yep. you know, where there's people that I know that would maybe come
that don't
necessarily listen to Fort Recovery Radio because we're
right.
all about Fort Recovery and they don't necessarily live here,
yeah.
so but they would maybe like to come see some of the
yep.
things that go on. So
we also have Seatown Wings on Wheels coming from
oh.
Salina, so
mm-hmm.
we're excited about that. I know we used to go there when they were open, and we have several
yeah.
people that had said yes. And then Keyhole Pizza is coming.
Ooh.
So that should be good. We haven't had pizza down at the Jubilee in a couple years.
Well, I can tell you that the three guys that helped me out with baseball, Bob Stogler, Harold Feely,
yeah.
Dave Kalp, they decide which games they're going to help with. If coming back, they can go past Keyhole
yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
so that hasn't yeah. that didn't get to happen this year because of several things. But they are Keyhole Pizza
yes.
Fanatics.
That'll be
so,
good.
So not that we don't have great pizza here in Fort Recovery because we do, but that's something different, and they just love it. And,
yep.
And I think that's going to be a really good thing. That's
yep.
that's awesome. So is that it's going to be every
both
Friday
and Saturday.
Yep.
yep.
And Mike Sells food trailer with all the
oh,
all
yeah.
the mm-hmm. fried food will be down there.
Yep.
And then we're going to have Brittany Wendell's husband Corey Adams. He has a Top Pop kettle corn stand that he's going to bring down.
Cool.
So we're going to have some popcorn down there.
Yeah.
And then one thing that didn't make the brochure because they just signed up was the Buckeye ice cream.
Soft serve
ice cream
oh.
is going to be down there. So he reached out to us last week and asked if we had any room for him. So we're going to bring him on too.
Well, tell him we got 41 acres, I think
yeah.
is what it is. So unless
yeah.
his trailer's bigger than that, we can get him in there somewhere.
And Richie will figure out the electric.
Yeah. yeah. Having been in that business 50 years ago, those soft serve ice cream machines at that time used a lot of power.
Yeah.
So
this guy said he has a generator. He can figure it out.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yes. So, and if he can't, Rich will
somebody,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich.
Rich helps us out.
Rich
a lot.
Is a magician.
yes.
So
he's. One of the other changes that will impact the whole weekend, in particular Friday and Saturday down at the park, is that we upped our liquor license to a different level of a liquor license,
oh.
which is allowing the KFC's beverage stand now will serve. I guess what you call those surfside, kind of the vodka infused
oh.
beverages.
We're going to have
oh.
like vodka and whatever, lemonade
yeah.
drink,
mm-hmm.
and then like a twisted tea, but it's not twisted
and
tea.
And then some neutrals or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of other options outside of beer moving forward now with
yeah,
this different
and,
liquor
and
license.
In the past, you could use the the malt based things that were similar to it, but I know
last
a lot of people prefer
like
the
Bud Light seltzers.
Yeah,
but this I think will be a better option.
Yep.
For me myself, not being a really beer drinker, I'd rather drink something like that.
Yep. So a lot of times they'll have the Anheuser-Busch has some sort of malt based. Yeah. Not exactly a seltzer, but that type of thing.
They Anheuser-Busch, John from Anheuser-Busch, actually suggested this to us. So he must see a good turnout for the rest of the communities around town.
Yep, that's good. Now, so is that something that Anheuser-Busch handles? Or do you need to get it another supplier for that?
Yeah, we have to provide the liquor license, and then once it's loaded in the state system and John can see that at Anheuser-Busch, then he brings the recommendations to us of what he sees selling. And
okay, so so you don't have to come up with a different supplier for that.
Nope.
So okay, yeah, so that's that simplifies things because you guys have plenty of things to deal with.
John from Ohio Eagle or Anheuser-Busch is good to work with. So
yep. Any other kind of different things that are going to be?
I would say the only thing that we haven't touched on that's kind of like an all-week thing, without getting into Friday and Saturday specifics, is that you should, in the coming days, receive your mailer from us that'll include your raffle tickets. So we'll once again have the raffle tickets coming out. You can mail those back to us, or if you make it down to the park, you can drop those off in person and get them in the big basket for the drawing on Saturday evening. So
okay. So let's take a little break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about what's happening. We talked about Thursday some. We'll talk about Friday, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about Saturday. Then we'll come back and talk about Sunday, and we can get into some of the specifics on those. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Are you looking for a new or used lawnmower? Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has exactly what you need. Whether you're shopping for a brand new model from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, or Kubota, or you're on the hunt for a quality used mower at a great price, we've got you covered. Our team will help you find the perfect mower for your lawn and your budget. Visit Hall Brothers today for top-notch service and unbeatable deals on both new and used lawnmowers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, where mowing meets quality.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Miracle Lanes will be closed Sunday and Monday of the Memorial Day weekend, and Sunday, June 1st, will be their last day of the season. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. We have at least three baseball games coming up for you, including the boys' first tournament game. We have two games scheduled with Fort Loramie before the tournament game on Wednesday, May 28th. Last night's baseball game hosting Fort Loramie has been postponed until tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Lefevre Family Complex. Also, last night's softball tournament game at Tri-County North will now be played tonight at 5 o'clock. The boys will travel over to Fort Loramie on Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, for a 5 o'clock game. Then on Wednesday, the 28th, the boys will host the winner of National Trail and Twin Valley South, who will play tonight. Please remember that admission will be charged for both the softball and baseball tournament games. Get out and support our Indians teams as they go through the softball and baseball tournaments. Just remember, we'll have all the baseball games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Kurt and Amy Wendell from the Jubilee Committee. Again, hit us with the dates.
It's going to be Thursday, June 12th through Sunday, June 15th. So at the park in particular, down at Ambassador, will be Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th of June.
Okay. So we talked a lot about Thursday because that's when the Taste of the Town is going to be, Taste of Fort Recovery. And instead of on Wednesday, it's going to be Thursday, and then nothing will be going on at the park except softball. Probably.
No, softball is actually not going to start until Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Last year they said that they got done early afternoon Saturday, so they think they can get it all in Friday and Saturday.
That's perfect. That's great. So, yeah, they don't like to do...
And those guys enjoy the Taste of Town, I think.
Yes, yes. So, softball is Friday evening and then Saturday all day till they get done. So... Friday, what is going to be going on Friday? When do things start?
We got lots going on Friday. So 5 o'clock is when the park's kind of open, the lunch stand and the drink stands and the food vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Metzger always brings down his antique tractor display, we'll have that down there for them.
Yeah, there's usually several dozen tractors, and if you like that kind of thing, you can go down and talk to them. Yep. Usually the guys are around there somewhat and off and on because it's there. I think the tractors are there all weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, he'll start bringing them down probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah,
or
and you can go down and look at them if the guys are there. They'll talk to you. They'll love to talk to you about how they did stuff and what problems they had finding this and how happy they were to come up with the generator or whatever it was that nobody else can find and that kind of thing. So the tractor, the antique tractor show will be by the depot, I'm sure, again.
Yep. Yep.
Right there by on 49. When you drive by, you can't miss it.
Can't
so,
miss it, yep.
And that'll be all both Friday and Saturday.
Yep. Those will be out there all weekend.
Yep.
And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to once again have the Fort Recovery High School Marching Band come in and do the opening ceremonies. So they kind of play in the midway there. Reed Knuth did tell us that his wife is expecting, and she's maybe due that day. So he may or may not be there, but he said he'll get the band there either way.
Yep, the drum major will be in charge then.
And then the Spanish Club puts on the bingo tent from 5 to 8 that night. One other thing that we did move to Friday night is last year we did this on Saturday afternoon, the 4-H. It's free for the kids to play. They do some backyard games. They do like an egg toss and water balloon toss and different things. We made up a passport last year, and you have to go around to all the games and get it stamped and then put your name on it, and then somebody will win a prize. So last year we gave out like a kickball stand or kickball game, spike ball and different
cool.
games like that.
That's awesome. So
we had, I think we had 100 turned in last year.
Wow.
So,
kids can have a bunch of fun friendly. And somebody's going to win something nice.
And it's free for the kids to do it.
Yeah,
so.
And the more you get those kids involved and excited about it,
They're going to remember that.
They're going to remember it for years, and they're going to remember they had fun. And
they're going to want to be involved hopefully someday.
Yep. Or then, at least keep coming.
From 5 to 9, both the kiddie stand that's put on by the Fort Recovery Cheerleaders and the junk food stand will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's by the Friso. And then the lemonade shake-ups by the Girl Scouts is from 5 to 9 as well. And then this year, I'm sure everybody kind of knows that we were not able to get the ride company from last year. They are no longer, so we had to go a different route. We have 4 or 5 inflatables and a rock wall coming. So they'll be down there from 5 to 9. We have a couple sponsors, Wayne Oil, Foresight Fuel, and J&M. And then we had a committee garage sale that we raised some money to help pay for these inflatables. And then this week, the WOW committee surprised us, and they said that they wanted to give some extra money towards those so we can make it cheap for the kids to have a wristband. So wristbands are going to be $5 a day per kid.
And they can do all of this stuff.
They can do all this stuff.
As long as they want to.
Yes.
And then the next day it's another wristband.
Yeah. Yep. It'll be a different color wristband both days. And then we are going to, from the Cancer Society, the Corn Maze, they have like a basketball hoop and a putt-putt golf course. And he's going to bring that over, and that's going to be kind of included with the wristbands as well. So they can do all kinds of things for $5.
So, and the rock wall is a climbing.
It's actually the same rock wall that we had last year. The guy that we are going with this year bought it from Cincinnati Circus.
Oh.
So it's the same one. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So if you were challenged last year and couldn't get it all going, you can go this year and conquer it.
Yes.
So that's a neat thing.
Yeah, so that should be good.
Yeah. Oh, I see lemonade shake-ups.
Yeah, lemonade shake-ups by the Girl Scouts.
Yep.
And then JR Manufacturing, they're always good about doing something at the Jubilee. They have a snow cone machine, so they're going to be passing out free snow cones Friday night. And they're going to do something a little different. Last year we had like an Indian powwow with them where they did different things under the tent. But since it's going to be Friday night, they're going to do Indian bracelet making. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but Jenna Wilson works and Keisha both work at JR, and they said they got it figured out. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, excited to see what that is.
I'm
going to
guess it's bead type of things, but it's liable to be anything.
Yeah. So they're donating all the supplies and their time for that. So
that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, we're going to have the dunk tank out there from 5 to 8. So we're taking nominations of who should sit on that. So if you know anybody, feel free to contact one of us.
I think in the past you've had, like, this particular time was maybe teachers, and this time was something else. Is that kind of what you're thinking this year?
I think we're going to probably do that. I know I talked to Ty Deitch, the basketball coach, and he said that he'd be willing to maybe sit up there. So
that's good.
Yeah, get him out there.
Yeah, get him all wet.
Yep. And then Perry Hall's going to be in town again. He's hoping to do the dodgeball tournament on Saturday. I know there's a couple other things in the dodgeball world going on that day, so he's not sure how many teams will be able to commit. But either way, he's going to do a dodgeball clinic for the kids Friday night from 5 to 7. It's just come and learn some skills from him. And I think last year they kind of did that.
Yeah, did he do that on the Friday night?
Yes.
Okay,
yep,
I was thinking it was because the year before, he got the idea that while everybody was kind of getting themselves ready, there are kids out there running around and playing and having all kinds of fun.
Yep.
They didn't know what they were doing, but they were having a great time.
So he decided he wanted
to show them how this is supposed to go, and they still could have a lot of fun. And I heard great things about that clinic that he did. And Perry is just he's the kind of guy he's probably more of a kid than the kids are. So
he's an art teacher now, so I'm sure his classes are fun too.
Yeah, I can't imagine. He's somebody special. It's hard to think that we had that somebody that special and important and talented that's doing actual things for television and movies. Some guy that was in Fort Recovery and everybody knew who he was and thought he's about half nuts and knew he was a good artist and smiled all the time and had fun. So
I'm excited to see the water tower. I heard that he was the artist for the new.
Oh, yes. Yeah. New, yeah. Yep. Yep. I forgot about that. Yeah. But that's going to be really good.
It's going to be good. And then at 5:30, we're going to start some music. Ran Over Fritz. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ross Overman's band.
Yeah.
They're going to be there from 5:30
There's
to 7:30.
There's a Ranley and Overman.
The Ranley is actually my first cousin.
Oh.
Yeah, Hannah. So it's my cousin and then Ross and then a guy from Coldwater, Fritz. Yeah.
Fritz something or something Fritz. I can't remember what.
Yes.
I used to, at one time, I knew his name, but
So Wabash is the sponsor for them to come. I thought that was fitting since I work there and it's my cousin. So.
Yep.
And then at 6:00, we are going to be having a brand new event. We're going to be doing the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is going to be putting on a golf cart decorating contest. This is sponsored by Carts and Parts. So we really appreciate their sponsorship for this. They are going to be donating different things for the winners. I know that they have a $400 sound bar that they're donating for our golf cart as the main prize. So they really want us to get that out there because they're excited about this too.
Yeah. So and there's all kinds of things that you can do to your golf cart, and if they're gonna
We're gonna have a theme this year, and the theme is just announced that it's gonna be Hometown Proud. So it says color your golf cart into Fort Recovery purple and white or red, white, and blue. Make it something historical to be proud of from the town or make it something that you think that people will enjoy to see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the Chamber the chamber members are going to be down there the day of. They're going to have different buckets in front of the different carts, and you as a crowd member can just get a ticket and you can put, and that's how.
Yeah, so it's not like a parade going by or anything. Nope, it's just they'll be looking at the stuff and
with all the carts that run around town, we figured that'd be fitting.
And that will be something that is going to be public vote.
Yes. Then? Yep. Anybody that's down there can vote for that. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And like I said, that's Friday at 6:00.
And how long will they have to vote?
I think
is that still to be determined.
Yeah, I think they're thinking maybe an hour.
Okay.
So 7:00. Do the announcement.
Yep.
And like
good
I said,
way to get people down there early.
Yeah. When I got a hold of Jeff Wendell and his boys, they were excited to participate in that. So.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there because that's exactly right in their
right
wheelhouse.
There, right up their alley.
So. And I know Cole and the boys like to donate as much as they can because they love our town.
Yeah. Yep. It's always good to have somebody in town. And then do you want to?
So then the Sons of American Legion will once again be running their gambling tent. So I'm sure the Chuckaluck wheel will be once again unveiled down there.
Yep.
We've already hit on the softball tournament's going to start Friday night. Probably a third or fourth year of it here, the D of I, Daughters of Isabella, is going to be running a big wheel race again starting at 6:30 on Friday night. You can just register down there on site starting at 5:45 leading up to that race at 6:30. Speaking of racing, the Racing for Relief go-karts will be back on the track starting at 7:30 Friday night.
Couple of years ago, they asked if they could be on our Insight show to talk about what they do and how much money they're donating. And I thought, you know, that's great because, you know, most people know who they are and all of that. And I thought, you know, they probably are able to raise $5,000-$10,000. Well, that isn't exactly it.
No. That's not exactly it.
No. I about fell off of my chair when they said how much they donate because besides the money they raise for the golf cart racing, mm-hmm. they also help out with a lot of the 50-50 at Eldora Speedway, and they recruit first responder mm-hmm. groups to help them this night, that night, whatever. And the first year they gave away $250,000 worth of stuff. Last year was $262,000.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Jamie Fortcamp and Nathan are they are involved in that, and they really educated us about how much they do.
Yeah, because you know you see them out there doing races and all that kind of stuff, and it's neat.
Yeah, you think they're just playing around.
and kind of they are.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, wow, they can't raise very much money, but mm-hmm. anything they raise is more than what somebody had.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, they got $5,000-$10,000 that they can give away, which is not chicken feed,
mm-hmm.
but I found that $250,000, and that goes to the first responder groups that help them out. And it's just it's incredible. I mean, mm-hmm. There's so many things that money has purchased mm-hmm. for. I think they said there's 30 different first responder groups, fire, police. EMS stuff that they have helped buy equipment for. It's just it's incredible.
It
so that's enough about them, I guess.
So,
So
speaking of the Fort Camps, the last couple of years we've had the, you know, as a committee we joke about it that we call it the haystack find, but we're really using straw. But we're going to continue that. So Friday night we're going to have an adult prize find. We're calling it a prize find. It's going to be a similar concept, but with allergies and whatnot, we decided let's try and make it universal that everybody can participate if they want to. So it's going to be a big ball pit this year that we'll hide a whole bunch of donated prizes into and stuff. So, you know, allergies or no allergies, I think everybody will be able to dive in a ball pit and find plenty of goodies.
Well, if they have a latex. But whatever.
And some of the bigger prizes we do like a tag or whatever and mm-hmm. have what the prize is. I know Wabash has a couple Yeti coolers that we're going to donate to it. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of good prizes in there.
Yeah, those cost $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so per square inch.
So then to finish the night out on Friday night, it's going to be two of our mainstays. We've talked about the bird flu a little bit, and we're bringing our turtle races back once again. So we'll have four rounds of turtle races on Friday night. And then the live music will be 8:30 to 12:30, sponsored by the VFW, is going to be 127 North. So I did just realize a couple months ago, I think we saw that they are finishing the commitments that they have booked, as their head singer is headed to Nashville to try and make a go of it. Yeah. So
that's a pretty good deal then.
We had them booked already. They're going to honor their booking on Friday the 13th at the Jubilee, and then later this fall he's going to head down to Nashville. So
5:30 to 7:30 he's ran over Fritz, and then they get their stuff off. 127 North gets theirs on. Start up at 8:30 till closing time.
Yeah,
that is
after
correct.
Midnight.
Yep, so. They were there the last 2 years.
I think so.
They were pretty good.
So. Yep. So. Okay, that's Friday. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Saturday a little bit back in just a minute or two.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
The weather is great, and that means it's time for cookouts. And Wayne IGA has everything you'll need for a party or just some grilling for your family. Burgers, steaks, chops, they have them cut and ready to go back at their meat counter. And be sure to grab everything else you'll need. Fresh vegetables, chips and dips, barbecue sauce, and more. And check out their selection of beer and wine. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get everything you need right here in Fort Recovery at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Join us every Sunday night at 7:30 on Fort Recovery Radio for the Family Rosary, presented by the ladies of the Year 4 Canna Group from Holy Cross Family Parishes. Tune in and be blessed.
Family that prays together stays together.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Kurt and Amy Wendell from the Jubilee Committee, and we talked about Thursday, Taste of the Town, and that type of thing that's been moved to Thursday. Talked about Friday. So Saturday, it took us 2 hours to talk about Friday night. We have all day Saturday and all night Saturday. So what do we have going on? And you can go in whatever order if you want to go by time or whatever you decide you want to do. We'll cover it all.
All right. So Saturday morning, it starts out at 8:30 in the morning for the softball tournament over on the softball side. And Gruby Auctioneering is the sponsor for that this year. We're going to open the lunch stand actually at 10 o'clock in the morning already. We have some things going on.
And that's so on the Jubilee side.
Jubilee side, yep. We'll see at the dodgeball tournament what happens there with Perry. So
yep,
if not, he might do another little clinic for the kids.
Yeah, because if he has his stuff set up, he'd probably, yeah, and just let kids play around. Yep. And that's pretty neat. Well, if you've never seen it, it's not gym class dodgeball.
No.
It is a whole different thing.
No.
And over the first two or three years, I guess it's two,
yeah,
we've had some local teams. In the first year, they went in there and got their eyes,
yeah,
opened real fast.
Yep.
But they adapted and they learned. Yeah, there's a lot of strategy. They learned the rules, the strategy, and they did extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them did. After their first first match, because they got destroyed by the real players,
yeah,
and they thought, we're better than these guys.
Yeah,
they're not.
When we were watching it, we thought we were going to sit down there for 10 minutes, and I think we sat down there for over an hour and watched it, because
yeah,
it was intense.
And in the past, the first year we did, I think, 8 or 10 hours of broadcast of that, and that was too much. So last year we did the finals, and I think that was 2 or 3 hours, and then depending on what goes on this year, we'll do some, but we have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Chuck Rohr sets up cameras so you can watch online and listen to us talk about something we don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we're talking to players that are, I'm going to call them professionals. Perry, his wife, and some of the other people. There's, I think his name's Jaden Daniels, big guy. And the first year he was just learning it, and he was pretty good, but he was we'll call it the blocker. Mm-hmm. So what he would do with the ones that were really good at throwing, he would stand in front of them. Mm. And so he could get hit and he'd be out, but the thrower was still there with balls, and he'd be getting the guy that just got him, and he would collect the balls, give them to the thrower. Last year he was doing a little bit better, and also he's an actor in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. And he has a movie that came out about 2 months ago. Yeah. It isn't like a big time movie, but it's been released. I don't remember the name of it, but and he is one of the neatest guys you'll ever meet. We fell in love with him that first year. He's just a neat guy. Yeah. But anyway, that's the dodgeball thing. So however that ends up on Saturday as a clinic, just kids messing around, or an actual tournament, we'll see how that goes.
We'll have to figure that out yet. And like we mentioned earlier, that we are going to have a co-ed volleyball tournament. So there's directions on how to register your team for that on our Facebook and our website.
Mm-hmm.
That is sponsored by Layfield Welding. They're out of Coldwater this year. They became an event sponsor, so we thought that might be fitting.
That's really good.
Yeah. We have lots of...
And that'll be over on the softball side.
Yeah, yep. We're going to put them over on the softball side because there's a little bit more room over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the drink stands and local food vendors are going to be opening up at 11 o'clock. Cooper Kitty Day is from 11 to 3, so they always have lots of things for the kids to be doing. And they are bringing the Jungle Island Petting Zoo back this year, so they're sponsoring that as well. At 11 o'clock, we're also having the NKTPA Kitty Tractor Pulls. I think last year we had almost 70 kids participate in that, so that's cool. And they come from all over because sometimes people are competitive at that.
Yeah, and where is that going to be?
It's right there on the Midway.
Right in front of headquarters.
On the concrete.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen it. They do that out at, I think, St. Joe and at Wendelline, and they do it on the dirt, and that can be a little tricky for the kid is pedaling too hard. It'll be slipping.
This is actually affiliated with the NKTPA, mm-hmm. so they can move on to the next event if mm-hmm. they get such a good standing or whatever. And we have to give a little shout out to Joanne from the Tin Cupboard. She's the one that gets the people together, or last year and this year she is the one who does the polling, so she'll sit there the whole time and help with that in the sun, and sometimes it gets hot, and she's a trooper through it all.
She's just somebody special.
She is a special she's never one to not raise her hand and help.
That's exactly right, and we love her for that.
Yes. And then, again, we'll have the kitty stand and the junk food stand going on. With Joanne helping and her sponsorship, we are going to have her sponsor. We're having Art Me Party come. They're going to do some face painting and balloon artist from 11 to 4 on Saturday. And that'll be
kids love that.
Yeah, and that'll be free for the kids to get that done because we were able to get a sponsorship for that. So
that's, a lot besides just... getting the wristbands for doing the...
There's lots of stuff.
Yeah, all of that. And there's just lots of things going on.
We have Cartoon Matata coming back, the character artist, where he draws you as mm-hmm. you sit in front of him. He was here the last two years. We met him at one of my company work parties a couple years ago, and we've had him here ever since. He tells me all the time that 4-H Kevry kids are the nicest kids he's ever met. So he said they're so respectful and they sit there good, and they don't bother him. So, it's always nice to hear from him when he asks if we want him to come back. So the merchants in the chamber are covering the cost for him. So that's good of them, too.
Awesome. And then I see the, of course, the inflatables on the rock wall.
The inflatables on the rock wall. And this year, the company that we go through, they actually have workers that will come and work those inflatables.
Oh.
So we don't have to find the volunteers.
So last year you had to come up with people.
Some volunteers. So this year that is a little less of a burden for the community.
Good, good, good. And dunk tank again.
Yeah, so then, you know, like we said earlier, you know, anybody that's willing and interested, or if they're not even willing and interested to sit on the dunk tank, send their name our way and maybe we'll make them willing and interested.
Yeah, and I think in the past you've had pastors and priests and you've had teachers and you've had maybe some merchants and some things like that.
Mm-hmm, correct. And, so, you know... you know, Saturday's kind of dedicated there, especially the first half of the day, to making it fun and exciting for the kids. So, you know, anybody that lives in those kids' world obviously make good candidates to sit up there, and they love watching them fall.
So. Yep. get a chance to get Uncle Fred or Aunt Susie or Mom or Dad all wet, or their teacher.
Yep. So then as Saturday continues, we got a couple events that move into the afternoon with regards to the kids. We're bringing the Right to Life Diaper Derby back at 12:30. That'll be up on the stage. And then Little Miss and Mr. Jubilee contest will be at 2 o'clock, and that's going to be sponsored by BU Apparel and Floral.
She did tell me that there is going to be a theme to that. It's going to be, let me look, a Western theme, so your kids can dress up as a Western.
Awesome.
Like a, I guess, a little cowboy or cowgirl.
Yep. I'd say people, kids love to do that.
It's going to go, going Western or your favorite Disney character. So there could be a variety of things. Jenny does a great job with that, asking the questions and figuring that all out. So
then the last two events geared towards the kids before we turn the evening activities a little more towards the adults would be from 1 to 2:30, we're going to have the Magic Nate street show, strolling through magician, and then he'll do an actual show at 3 o'clock. And then at 1:30, so just shortly after Magic Nate starts strolling the grounds, we will do the kiddie prize find. So that same pit of balls will be utilized, but the prizes in that one will be geared more towards kids. So, and then so that'll wrap up all the events for the kids. Starting at noon, though, as we turn to the adults, Mike Tin's going to orchestrate another poker run for us. That'll be sponsored by Wings and Rings out of Portland. Registration's going to be from 11:30 to 1.
Yep. And they did say that Wings and Rings is going to be the last stop on the route. So
okay, yep.
Try to give them a little back since they were nice.
Yep.
So then we had the kitty tractor pulls in the morning. We're going to turn it to the adults and have the antique garden tractor pulls at 2 p.m. on the track. That's going to be sponsored by Beck Seeds, Jim and Lee Stammen. Then as the afternoon turns into evening, we're going to have live music by Toby Leach from 4 to 7 p.m.
He's played at a lot of the local bars and all kinds of other stuff. So, yeah,
see him around a lot. He was actually at the Jubilee last year, too.
Oh, so, I missed him. So. I was probably over at the softball yard.
Purdy Lammers and Shavoni is the sponsor for that.
So then another mainstay of the Jubilee, the Psi Iota Xi Sororities Quarter Auction, will take place at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. We will return to the ball pit at 8 p.m. and do our second adult prize find of the weekend, being sponsored by Fort Camp Foam. That you know, all three of those prize finds, all you got to do is show up on the grounds and just put your name in the hat at headquarters. So, you know, there's nothing to it. We're not charging you or anything. And like Amy said, you're going to walk away with some pretty nice prizes.
Yeah.
Last year there was actually some people that stayed at Perry Hall's old house out there, the Airbnb, and they came down for the picnic. They said that they were there 2 years ago. They didn't realize the picnic was going on, so they booked it for the same weekend, and they tell us they're coming back this year, too.
Awesome.
And they participated in the prize find last year.
So they got to stay there, and then they
enjoy the town.
Got to get some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So then sponsored by Mercer Color, we'll have four more turtle races on Saturday night. And then we're going to bring the park version of the 2025 Jubilee to a close Saturday evening from 8:30 to 12:30 with live music by Saul Crush.
And the WOW. The WOW is the sponsor for that.
Yep. So kind of a full day there.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very big, long day.
That was seven pages of things on Saturday.
And fingers crossed for good weather.
Yep. So. Yeah. Well, all we have to do is have that rain gauge raffle. And
I think the committee, there's enough variety on the committee that everybody has a different idea of what their kids would enjoy, so we try to incorporate it all.
Yeah.
With us having all girls and the Wilsons and Wilmans having all boys, it kind of is a mixture, so that's good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's been good.
Yeah, so, we've covered Saturday. Let's come back and we'll take another break. We'll come back and talk about Sunday and kind of hit all the highlights again. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. We have at least three baseball games coming up for you, including the boys' first tournament game. We have two games scheduled with Fort Loramie before the tournament game on Wednesday, May 28th. Last night's baseball game hosting Fort Loramie has been postponed until tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Lefevre Family Complex. Also, last night's softball tournament game at Tri-County North will now be played tonight at 5 o'clock. The boys will travel over to Fort Loramie on Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, for a 5 o'clock game. Then on Wednesday the 28th, the boys will host the winner of National Trail and Twin Valley South, who will play tonight. Please remember that admission will be charged for both the softball and baseball tournament games. Get out and support our Indians teams as they go through the softball and baseball tournaments. Just remember, we'll have all the baseball games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Kurt and Amy Wendell about the Jubilee coming up. Again, hit us with the dates, and then we'll talk about Sunday.
So it's once again going to be Thursday, June 12th, kicked off by the Taste of the Town up on the Brick Streets. Friday and Saturday, June 13th and 14th, down at Ambassador Park. And Sunday, June 15th, Father's Day 2025, will be the annual parade starting at 2 p.m., cutting through town. And like we said earlier, fingers crossed, it appears the parade route will be able to be the same parade route as it has been in the past.
Yep.
We just will be short one stoplight, but it will be the traditional parade route going through Fort Recovery at 2 p.m. on Father's Day. And then pre-sale only chicken dinners can be picked up from 3:30 to 5 out at the American Legion. Like I said, like Amy said before, those can be bought from any committee members. BU Apparel has them uptown. And mailers should be arriving at your doorstep with some more details as well.
Yep, there's going to be an order form with the brochures this year that you can send back to us or get back to Kurt or I.
Yep, and you can go on the Facebook page and message and Venmos and all kinds of stuff.
Think,
so there's a million ways
right
to do it.
Now we have about, 400-ish sold. So.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
pretty good.
We're starting to sell pretty quick.
That's pretty good.
And then lastly, on Sunday, Challenger Baseball will be taking place down at the Fort Site Park. And that'll be a 4 p.m. first pitch.
That is always something.
Special.
That is just neat. If you haven't seen it, make sure you get down there. If you They usually have two games. If you watch some of it, all of it.
Yeah. This is the only time that we can say go Cubs because our niece plays for the Cubs.
She is a little Cubby. So.
Yeah, that is so much. Those kids have a ball. And, you know, it's just – It is something
it's really neat that all the town picnics incorporate it with their picnic and get them involved.
Yep, and I don't think when asked, I don't think even one of those community picnics hesitated for a second.
Yeah, Janelle Bax and Cindy Fullenkamp kind of run that a little bit, so they do a great job with that.
Yep. So the three things on Sunday: the parade, the chicken dinners, and the Challenger baseball. Let's talk about the major sponsors, then we'll kind of hit highlights of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and go back and do that and anything else we might have missed.
Yep. So this year we had six chief sponsorships. Cooper Farms, we know how much they do for everybody. First Financial Bank, the VFW, the WOW Committee, they really stepped up and helped us out a lot this year. They had some different ideas for us too, so that helps. They run the turtle races for us.
Oh, that's awesome!
So they're great.
What don't they do?
I don't know how they do it. they got a lot of energy.
I don't know because we end up doing a rat roulette.
Yeah,
for
we
them,
do the rats. Yeah. Turtles and rats. I don't know. They're fun though. Wings and Rings, like we said, they're the Poker Run sponsorship, and we're gonna end the Poker Run. That's gonna be the last stop there. And then a big shout out to Reliable Tent during this year's committee. Committee garage sale, they donated the tent for us to have out at my house for that week with all the goodies in it. We weren't expecting that. We just figured that we'd pay for the tent. We had somebody that was willing to pay for that for us, and they said that they would donate that to us. So
that's really awesome good too. Yep.
So all the sponsorships, as a committee, our goal is to provide a fun, cost effective picnic to the community, but also at the end of the day we want to raise money for the community. Our bylaws state that 50% of all of our profit for the year goes directly to the parks, so whatever that annual amount ends up being, 50% goes directly to the community to help support the parks, in particular the pool and Ambassador Park and all the such. And then that remaining 50%, the committee gets together and divvies it out, and a strong influence in that divvying out is making sure that all the groups, clubs, organizations that helped us put on the Jubilee that year are compensated and taken care of. So if you are a club, organization, or committee out there that is looking for a fundraiser that we have not hit you up yet, we are always looking for volunteers, so we can utilize your group. You just reach out to us.
It's even something like the Spanish Club, Julie Back, she wants to do the bingo because they go on a trip, and she wants to try to help pay for that trip.
Yep.
Tyler.
And I'll bet you that those kids have more fun than the people playing bingo.
And I know Ty Deitch reached out. He's the basketball coach for the girls, and he said he's trying to figure out a way that he can help pay for the camp that they're going to, and he wants to do something extra, so that's special too. I know last year, I think we gave right at $30,000 back to the park, so that was half the profit. So we did pretty good.
That is really good. Because I remember I was helping on the committee 20, 25 years ago, something like that, maybe longer than that. And we were working our butts off and making $12,000 or $15,000.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, besides not getting things really going with bands and so forth, it was a little harder. And once we got bands going, we tried to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday bands, and at least one of those nights always got rained out.
Yep.
It took a while to get that going.
Yeah.
So that's just really good. So
one other thing we've done the last couple years is we've kind of set maybe $1,000 or so aside to give back to different things. So this year we gave to like the Senior Fest that happened today, or yesterday. So we gave some prizes to that. The Sawyer Benefit, they're looking for different things for their activities and event. So we're going to give a couple things to that. The baseball and softball had an Indian Way Day. The basketball teams, they give out the different attendance prizes. So we always try to give different things to that too.
Yeah, that's
to get people remembering.
Yes, and besides doing that, you're giving back, but you're also making sure people remember, oh, the Jubilee.
Here,
and you know, adults kind of might be jaded a little bit, but the kids, the Jubilee, I can't wait. When is that? Can we go now?
Yeah. Giving out t-shirts, it's kind of like a walking billboard, right?
Yep. So anything else you want to cover before we wrap stuff up?
One other thing we want to make sure, Maria Bruns over at Cedar and Main and Megan Wendell, she's a past committee member, they are going to be having, it's called the Amazing Race of Fort Recovery this year. How that's going to work, it's going to be in the weeks leading up to the Jubilee. So here, maybe in a couple weeks, we're going to make an announcement. There's going to be a packet that, this is the way I'm understanding it, at least at the visitor center. You go pick up a packet, and then you have a week to complete it. Oh, and there's going to be different riddles. So it starts off as a riddle, and maybe the first riddle would be, find me where I serve coffee, and then you have to figure out the riddle. And then you could either go to like the Tin Cupboard or Grounded Cafe, and you could find the next riddle there. And then you keep going around town to the different businesses until you complete the riddle. We have 4-H Recovery Insurance being the sponsor for that. So we are going to be giving out some Jubilee bucks for the winners of that. Mm-hmm. Or if you complete all the riddles, I think everybody that completes one's going to get some Jubilee bucks.
Yep. So, and speaking of Jubilee bucks, those main sponsors, they basically buy
Cooper's and J&M buy the Jubilee bucks from us, and they give them to their employees. And then last year we actually just did generic Fort Recovery Jubilee bucks that the committee can give out for different things.
So
then those can be used at anywhere Fort Recovery related, whether it be the Taste of the Town or down at the park. They can be turned in at any Fort Recovery ran.
So like the junk food stand or the
lunch
stand. The lunch stand.
But probably not the, let's say, the Mike Sells from...
Yes. The outside food vendors.
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't work for them.
Everything else, though, since there's no ride.
Yeah.
You can buy a wristband with it. We don't care.
Yeah.
Chicken dinners, raffle tickets.
Yep. Snow cones, the lunch stand, the beverage stands,
Yep.
So that's a really good thing, and that's just neat.
Yeah.
So are we ready to kind of go back over Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yep.
So want to hit highlights or however you want to do it?
Thursday, once again, is going to be the Taste of the Town uptown, 5:30 to 10 o'clock approximately. Only thing starting before 5:30 will be pie drop-off for that Historical Society pie auction starting at 4:30 in Krenning Park. Then we'll flip to Friday. Friday, the park's going to open at 5 o'clock down at Ambassador Park, and it's going to run... a lot of the same things as past Fridays have been, and wrap up at 12:30 with 127 North wrapping up their live music at 12:30 a.m.
And then Saturday, like I said, the softball tournament starts it off at 8:30 in the morning, so we'll be out there bright and early. We'll have the NKTPA Kitty Tractor Pull at 11 o'clock, Cooper Kitty Day from 11 to 3.
And all kinds of things going on with
things, for the kids to do. We kind of kept the kids' events from about 10:30 till about 5 o'clock, and then hopefully the parents will bring the kids home and come back up to enjoy Toby Leach and Saul Crush.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Sunday, like we said, the pre-sale chicken dinners will be able to pick up at the Legion from 3:30 to 5 o'clock following the parade at 2 p.m. If you are interested in being in the parade, you can email us at jubileeparade@bright.net, or you can go on our website and enter there, or you can call me. My number is on the website as well.
Also with the parade, in the last few years we've had the car club, the classic hot rods and that kind of thing leading it off.
I think they're doing that again. I believe they are.
I think they want to do it. They're just need to get it organized. I just wondered if that was completed, but not necessarily.
Last year I know they honored Randy Wendell, who passed away.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really neat of them to do that.
Yep.
Hopefully people enjoy seeing the cars go through town.
I love it.
I know my dad says I like it because he maybe can't walk around all the cars or make it to the car shows, but he still likes to see them.
So. Yeah, he can sit there and they get to drive past. And you can actually hear him running because unless you get there when they arrive for the cruise in or when they leave, you don't get to hear him running. Yeah,
and it's always kind of neat because the WOW committee puts their prized cars in there.
Oh yeah,
with those, so we can kind of get a glimpse of those ahead of time.
Yep.
So and then wrapping it up at 4 o'clock is Challenger baseball, and before you know it, it'll be over.
Yeah, so that's kind of everything. I think we covered everything, didn't we?
I think so.
We've had all kinds of tons of things for the kids to do on Saturday besides the wristbands and
I think they said what between the committee members we have 22 kids, so we know what it's like to take them somewhere and not have entertainment. So we want to make sure that they're entertained and out of the way.
Yeah, and you know they have the they're not rides, I guess, but
inflatables
and the climbing wall and the petting zoo and diving in the dunk tank and diving in the balls to get prizes and just lots of stuff.
One thing that we kind of snowballed on to get more kids stuff down there was we want the kids to remember that it was fun, and we want the parents to remember that they didn't break the bank coming. If you can have fun, free things for the kids to do, then maybe hopefully people will eat a sandwich or something like that and stay a little bit longer.
A crowd brings a crowd, and when people are having fun, they don't mind spending a little money. You don't want, like you say, you don't want to break the bank.
Right. Because, I'd rather spend they remember bucks that too. At the lunch stand than $20 a kid for a wristband or something.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, thanks a bunch for coming in and talking with us, and good luck with the Jubilee and Thursday night Taste of the Town. Yeah. Get your guesses in for the rain gauge raffle, and I hope everything works out all right. Thanks a lot, Amy. Right. Thanks a lot, Kurt. Thanks for coming in.
Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.